27 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Darren, I'm really delighted to have on the line an organisation that really takes to heart the concept of jobs, 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 particularly through apprenticeships. As a young person, when I was growing up, apprenticeships were abound. There were so many apprenticeships and so many things, and schools and organisations and TAFE really put a lot of emphasis on providing that as an avenue for people to develop a career and to develop their way of life and so on. Megan Tilley is the Workforce Development Manager, in fact, the head of Workforce Development for Australian Industries, commonly called AI, and we're delighted that you've joined us this morning. Thanks for being with us, Megan.
Thanks. I'm pleased to be with you.
Today we really want to look as a theme, apprenticeships, government strategy, and just the general landscape associated with apprenticeships. Many parents today that I talk to, Darren, really are concerned of where their young adolescents are and where they would like them to end up. A pretty important area in people's lives. So it's really, we're excited we can spend some time to find out. Megan, tell us about the apprenticeship world and the landscape as you see it and what you're leading towards at the moment.
Yeah, look, okay, it's a really interesting question. I'm delighted to be able to talk about it today because I think, as you've already identified, apprenticeships, and when I say apprenticeships, I include traineeships as well, are incredibly important, and they're important for a number of reasons. But I think probably the most obvious reason why they're important is they actually give mostly young people, but many, many young people, their very first chance in life at employment and post-school skill development, so they get a qualification as well. And look, frankly, every young person deserves a good start, and the more meaningful, the more relevant, and the more work-based that start is, the better it is for that person. So it's a really, really important thing for young people. And so where the apprenticeship system in Australia has been around for many, many years, but really over the past almost decade, we have seen either a decline or a plateauing. And it is a little bit different according to different skills and different occupations. It's not an even picture. But we have seen an unfortunate decline in apprenticeship numbers in some areas. Now, sometimes that relates to the economy, like certain jobs have been disrupted by technology or, you know, various other things. And, you know, there are those elements that always sit there. But by and large, the heartland of the apprenticeship system is still intact, and we really need to support both the young people and employers to actually make it work in the most effective way possible. The need for apprenticeships is even more relevant today, you know, because of the COVID pandemic. I mean, I just think we owe our young people an opportunity to lead a full economic and social, you know, contribution to life, job, all those sorts of things in the ways that previous generations have. We know they're more impacted by economic downturns. Every economic downturn tells us the same story, that young people bear the brunt, and that this downturn from the pandemic is actually even more so the case. So we really need to get behind these young people, particularly this year's school leavers. You know, they're staring into the worst labour market in living memory. And officially, if you actually add in together the young people that are unemployed, the youth unemployment rate plus various categories that are temporarily masked by subsidy, it's actually 26.8% in May. But, you know, unofficially, you could realistically expect that that's probably more over 30%, and in some deep pockets of unemployment more so. And some of those areas are in Western Sydney. And I think that we just need to work doubly hard to help as many young people as possible into apprenticeships and traineeships, help as many employers as possible to take them on and actually really address what will otherwise be a very, very serious issue.
Megan, would you say that there's gaps in the system at the moment, or is it just that young people are not aware of apprenticeships, or do businesses need more support to actually take on apprenticeships in this time?
Look, it's complicated. last few years, certainly young people have had many options, opportunities in front of them, and, you know, obviously the demand-led system has enticed many people away from apprenticeships into university. And I think that that's sort of fairly well documented. And how those young people have actually travelled as a result of that, I think, you know, we're seeing it unfold. But the, you know, vast array of choices, I think, is probably led too many young people away from apprenticeships, including careers advice at schools and you know, poor image around apprenticeships and stuff like that. And I think that there's ample opportunity for a large correction around that, and a more accurate correction, I might add, as well. I mean, you know, for a young person to actually be earning and learning and getting a qualification at the moment would be incredibly fortunate.
And Megan, that's where the road I'd like to walk us down, because there is all of that. We want... Can you tell our listeners, and a lot of parents, a lot of people listening, worrying about their children and grandchildren, what can they do in a very affirmative way to understand the world of work and apprenticeships, particularly through your organisation? Can you walk us through and guide us through that? Because we want this to be a takeout for people listening that can say to somebody, I was listening to this show and this person told me this.
Okay, well, I think the first thing a young person and their parent need to do is they need to sit down and have the honest conversation and speak from the heart. And so I think that that's an important thing to do. And I also think then look at the types of apprenticeship type opportunities that are around. So obviously you need a bit more information to actually help work out what they are. So you can go onto the Australian Industry Group webpage. We have a group training company, has a number of apprenticeship opportunities. Various government websites will also give you similar opportunities. And register at various organisations, register your interest. But also investigate. Investigate what opportunities and what sort of jobs that they would lead to. Such as, you know, whether it's engineering or electrical or, you know, various other sort of building trades or the like. And then obviously need to go through and prepare and plan to secure apprenticeship. Now, basically, to get an apprenticeship, you need an employer. And that's where often people that aren't familiar with this find it difficult. They're not really sure how to go about doing that. So my very best advice at that point would be to contact what's called a group training company. There are a number of group training companies in New South Wales, and in fact Australian Industry Group also runs its own group training company. And those group training companies collect the names of individuals, they help them prepare applications, they help them with interviews, and they help find employers for those young people. Now, matching it all up is complicated and difficult, as you'd expect, and unfortunately we're going to find ourselves in a situation where there's more young people than opportunities, but we need to work on that as well, and I've got some sort of further commentary on that. But that's what I would advise parents and young people to do. In fact, I have a nephew going through exactly this as we speak, and that's the advice I give him, to get his name out there to as many organisations as possible, be as prepared as possible, go with his wide eyes open, do his own homework, and put his best foot forward.
That's absolutely fantastic advice. And please, if you've got areas where you can promote and help our listeners understand, we have no problem with that, because at the end of the day, we're about informing and educating.
Short break and more with Megan Lilly after Kenny Loggins and Danger Zone.
Alive 90.5.
14 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and we're speaking with Megan Lilly from the Australian Industry Group.
Increasingly, ladies, young women are getting into apprenticeships. You know, I have five granddaughters. What should they do? What can they do? Is there availability through AI to find out about apprenticeships with gender and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I feel quite strongly about this, that we need to be giving the same opportunities to young females as to young males.
Great.
In fact, Australia is a bit of an outlier, really. We tend to treat a lot of trade occupations in a very gendered way, whereas if you look elsewhere around the world, countries very similar to us, they don't do that at all.
Mm.
So we really need to catch up on that. And also, I would also say, with a lot of trades, if you look at them now, there's a very big technology component to them. And so we're not talking about the old heavy lifting type world. We're in a different world now, and so there's no reason that young females can't participate and be just as successful as young males, and we absolutely need more of it. And some very progressive companies absolutely seek to recruit young females in what have otherwise been traditional male trades.
Can I just say, Darren and I, thank you for that affirmative commentary, because that's really important. It's no good just having that stuff on a website. People interact with people, and to hear people say that as a very strong action, as a doing word, as a verb, is fantastic. So we applaud you, your organisation and your board for that very strong and overt behaviour in terms of apprenticeships, particularly for women. Can I ask you, and of course, we would love to have you back, because we would love to learn more about, you know, different minority groups, how that's taking place, how they can. We feel Western Sydney is an important part in the Australian economy, and we know that. And one of the important resources that we have is youth. And we want to make where appropriate, and as you say, some areas as high as 30% of youth 15 to 19 and so on, 15 to 24, whichever figures you want to use, are unemployed. And that saddens us, both Darren and I, very greatly. So to have someone like you, you being you personally, and also the your organisation, making strong footprints about employment is critical. If we went to your website, what other opportunities would that have for people as they're writing down your website now, Megan?
In terms of apprenticeship opportunities?
Yes, to read and to learn. As you said, you made a good point before. You said, look, you really, what you said, or I heard you say, you really have to get on your front foot and be proactive as well. You just can't wait for things to come to you. And so what Darren and I are asking is, okay, your website has a multitude of stuff there that allows people to become more enriched. And so I'm saying, what would they be looking for?
Well, okay, so our website really identifies opportunities, direct opportunities for people to apply for. So sometimes it's as simple as jobs. But other websites do that too. So don't just look at ours, look at other group training websites and, you know, build and careers websites. And there's a few female trade websites too, so that's even more exciting. And so, you know, do a lot of homework. Don't just rely on one source of information. And I think, you know, being on the front foot, I think, is incredibly important. I think that about life, actually. It's not just about, you know, getting a trade.
Very true.
Getting out there, and people that make the effort are the ones that get the rewards. And obviously we need to, you know, help as many people as we possibly can, because it's a very difficult time. But yes, specifically about jobs and information about how to apply for jobs, what types of opportunities exist, and what support agencies might be around. They're all the information, bits and pieces, you'll find on the website.
Fantastic. Can you let our listeners know of a general number that they can call to get further inquiry from AI, please?
The number to contact for anyone, actually anywhere in Australia, but of course Western Sydney as well, is 1300 761 944, and that will go through to someone in your local area to actually deal with your inquiries and, you know, help you further along the way in this particular journey. So I'll repeat the number. It's 1300 761 944.
Megan, thank you on behalf of Spotlight and 90.5 FM. Darren and myself are absolutely delighted that you spare time this morning, because really what you're doing is you're helping people now, but you're helping future generations. And that's a legacy that all of us want to leave. And we're just absolutely tickled pink that you have a strong focus on helping people to become better today than they were yesterday, and providing avenues for them to do. We'd like to invite you back, if you would be so kind, as to tell us more about what programs and different things are coming up to help people, particularly our youth in Western Sydney.
I'd be delighted to do that, and if I can help in any way, it is nothing but a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Megan. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Well, Darren, that was fantastic. That was Megan Lilly from AI, or Australian Industry, talking to us about the importance of apprenticeships and really looking at you know, I took out a lot of things from that. And one of the things I took out was, in order to go forward, you have to do something about it.
You've got to be on the front foot.
You've got to be on the front foot.
Most definitely. And it's interesting time that we're seeing that the focus on universities is maybe a bit much.
Mm.
And thinking about getting back to sort of grassroots education and training with skills is what we need for this country to go forward and give our youth a fighting chance in the job market.
Well, when we asked Megan to come back, I'd really like Megan to talk to us about those skills, about that contemporary development of technology that young people can be looking at. What's happening in bricklaying, what's happening in plumbing, all of those things which is going to create an exciting future. That's what I'm really excited about.
I'm excited too.
Alive 90.5.